We're joined now on the phone by Jones Angel, the voice of the Tar Heels, to break it all down. Jones, thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, Aaron, glad to be here and looking forward to, as you alluded to, a very busy weekend of Carolina athletics. I'll be here in Chapel Hill with Tar Heel football. Dave Nathan, Eric Montross have made their way up to Connecticut. They'll be there with the basketball squad. And we got a long day tomorrow going on the air, as you said, at 11 o'clock with network coverage. And we're just going to carry it right from football to basketball. We'll have a little bit of flex time there in between the two sports where we'll wrap up the football broadcast and the football game, hopefully a big Tar Heel win, and then send you up to Connecticut where Dave and Eric will get you through Carolina versus Purdue. So a busy weekend coming up, and then more basketball on Sunday too. So busy weekend coming up and looking forward to it.
Sounds good. So tell us about the importance of Senior Day for folks who have not been close to the team or close to the players. How meaningful is this day for just the team in general and especially for those seniors?
Yeah, and I think you can break it down on a couple different levels. First, let me just start on the individual level, Aaron. I mean, for some of these guys, it's the last time they're ever going to play football, mm-hmm. right? And it's been a lifelong thing for these young men to this point. You know, most of these guys have been playing for a decade at least, and this has been the sport that they have really loved and chosen to be a part of and competed at a high level. Some of these guys will have the opportunity to play in the future, but this will be the last time that they will do so in Chapel Hill. And it is such a meaningful part of your life. We all understand that for all of us who went to school, either at Carolina or somewhere else. You know, what a crucial four or five, however many years it took you, Aaron, to get through school. You know, those are always just such formative years for everyone. And so I do think just the emotions of that part of it. Plus, it's great that, you know, this year, because it didn't happen last year due to COVID, you know, this year the guys can have their parents and have their girlfriends and their siblings and whoever else is going to be with them, you know, out there on the field with them to share that moment when their name is called and they're able to come out to applause and hug the folks and all those different things. And because, you know, let's be honest, the commitment is just as large for the family members and the support these young men as they've gone through this journey to get to this point. So it's an emotional day in that regard. And then for Carolina football, you know, this is still a class that was so important in the transition from Larry Fedora's tenure to Coach Brown's tenure and helping to lay this foundation of what Carolina feels like it is right on the precipice of, and that has taken that really big step up to competing consistently on the national level. And, you know, guys like Tamon Fox and Jeremiah Gimmel, you know, they've been big parts of that and establishing a new culture and getting Carolina to a different place. And so for the program in total, it's important, too, to honor those guys in that way.
Speaking with Jones Angel, voice of the Tar Heels. Tar Heels facing Wofford tomorrow, final home game at Keenan Stadium. I know they're wanting a big home crowd, as always, for it to recognize those seniors and move the Tar Heels with a win into bowl eligible status. What should folks know about Wofford as an opponent and keys to victory for Carolina on the field?
Sure. And, yeah, number one, it's been a tough year for Wofford. And Wofford's an FCS opponent, which is the old 1AA, which means that they are, you know, playing at a division below where Carolina competes at the FBS, which used to be known as just Division I. So, yeah, Carolina has some inherent advantages here, Aaron. The Heels have more scholarships. The Heels have more finances. The Heels have better facilities. Just all the things that you would expect when you're talking about two teams that compete at different levels consistently. Now, that doesn't mean that Wofford isn't a good program or doesn't play good football, because, I mean, we're talking about a team that won back-to-back conference championships just a couple seasons ago in 2018 and 2019. So, you know, this is a proud program and one that is used to winning. It has been a difficult year for them this year, though. They are just 1-9. They have lost 9 consecutive games, so it has been a tough season. This is their final game of the year regardless. So if you're Carolina, you have to understand that anything Wofford has is going to be shown to you in this game, whether it's onside kicks or fake punts or double reverse passes or whatever they might have that they feel like can get them an advantage in this game is something that Carolina has to be ready for. But really, Aaron, for the Tar Heels, it's about them, right? It's about playing, and you may have heard Mac Brown say something similar this week. Yeah, I think it's about playing to the standard that you set for yourself and Carolina has plenty to work on. The Tar Heels haven't been a perfect product, and so this is their next opportunity to go compete against somebody else and to work on themselves. And so regardless of who the opponent is, that's how Carolina needs to focus on this game, or the opportunity that is in front of it, of improving and playing to the level that you set for yourself. Ideally, Carolina gets a sizable advantage in this game and is able to play a lot of young guys. And you know, I heard Art's feature there in the commercial break before we got started, talking about potentially playing young quarterbacks. And, you know, I think it's not just that position. It's multiple positions that Carolina would like to, if they can, get the opportunity to see some of the young guys who will figure heavily in the future.
And certainly at the quarterback position especially. You know, Sam Howell is still listed as day-to-day. Mac's been saying all week it's a game-time decision. How is Sam doing? How is he feeling this week? What are your thoughts about, is he going to play or is he not?
Yeah, you know, I think that truly is a game-time decision, or at least a game-day decision. And Carolina's going to be smart, and Sam's going to be smart. I think the larger goal here is twofold. And one, for the short term, to make sure that Sam Howell is available and ready to play next week against NC State. And for the long term, that Sam Howell doesn't do anything crazy that could jeopardize his health or his future. I think that is those are the things that are most important right now when we're discussing Sam's health. Now, if he gets cleared and he feels like he is capable to go and can help Carolina win this game, then I think you'll see him. But if Carolina and Sam Howell aren't going to do anything rash, they're going to be smart with this, they're going to be prudent with this, and even if he does play, I don't think you'll see a lot of Sam Howell. I do think the goal would be, even if he does go, he plays a quarter, a half at most, and then Carolina is able to get those younger quarterbacks in. But again, Aaron, I think this should be viewed through the lens of a much larger picture than just this game tomorrow afternoon.
Speaking with Jones Angel, the voice of the Tar Heels, and we got to wrap up, but as we do, Sam Howell is a junior, but he's graduating. He's participating in senior day. Mac's been saying all year that he's just operating on the assumption that he's going into the NFL draft. Sam had some kind of ambivalent statements about that this week. Do you have any inside information on whether that's a done deal or a decision that's already been made?
The only information I have is common sense, and that is that it would tell you that Sam Howell is likely going to go to the NFL after this season, and that's okay. You know, you want your guys that have that opportunity. You want them to be able to grab that opportunity when it's there. And so for Sam Howell, if he has a chance to be a first, second-round draft pick, something like that, an early pick, and he's ready to go, then, gosh, you have to. You can do nothing but be happy for him and support him and thank him for what he's done for Carolina football. Because not only has he set all these records for the Tar Heels and helped them win games, I think he's been the face of the change of the culture of Carolina and the real example on the field of where the Tar Heels are trying to get to. And I think he was the first one that said, hey, it's okay and actually kind of cool for a really good football player to come to Chapel Hill. And a bunch of them have followed. And I think that is, he was the first one to do it that really helped set this foundation that the Heels are going to have here for the next several years.
100%. Kickoff time is noon tomorrow. We'll have pregame coverage here on 97.9 The Heel, starting with starting at 9. Tar Heel Sports Network taking over at 11. We'll have Jones and crew on the call then. Jones Angel, thank you as always so much for being with us today.
Thanks, Aaron. Talk to you soon.